Om Shanti. 2nd June 2019, Sunday. Today's slogan: become intense in your efforts for the self, and then through your vibrations, the Maya of others will easily run away. Become intense in your effort. So, Purushartha. So, become intense in your efforts. And what will happen? Through your vibrations, Maya of others will run away. So our efforts has got the result, the effect on the Maya of others. We are not really trying to say anything to anyone, or we aren't trying to give advice or suggestions even, but just we are focusing on our own efforts. We are busy with our own efforts, and as a result of that, the Maya of others would run away. And how all this is happening? Through vibrations. So to understand this, we need to understand a very important concept. That is known as law of vibrations. We are well aware of law of attraction. But the law of attraction depends on the law of vibrations. Everything that we see in the universe is in the state of vibrations. In fact, this universe is known as the ocean of waves, the ocean of vibrations. Some of the scientists have called it, this world, the matrix or the unified energy Everything what we see is pure energy. If you take this duster, on the surface it looks like it is a solid, and we take this sketch pen, this is also solid, this is different and this is different, but both at the subatomic level are vibratings. Both at the subatomic level is pure energy. So this is also pure energy, this is also pure energy, this mic is also pure energy, and I am also pure energy. So everything in the universe at the subatomic level is known as the matrix, is known as the unified energy, is known as the ocean of vibrations, the ocean of waves. And that's why everything is interconnected with each other. And people say that we can't see vibrations, but that doesn't make any difference, because things we can't see, we can't say that they don't exist. In 1931, electronic microscope was invented, and after that people got to know about the presence of bacteria, microorganisms. Before that nobody believed. According to one study, they say that 182 bacteria are there on the skin, but do we see anything? Nothing. It's only on the electron microscope that we get to know things. So it's not that we do not see, do not exist. In the similar manner, the law of vibrations exist, and it says everything is interconnected and everything is in the stage of vibrations. Spandan, Kampan. So everything is moving and everything is pure energy. Even before the the invention of radio waves, you know, Marconi, who invented, but even before Marconi, there was yet another man, Nikola Tesla, who thought of this waves, these vibrations. And there was a battle that who exactly invented the radio waves that went on for years. Marconi, I think he died in 1936, and after many years, Nikola, in 1942, Nikola Tesla. But later on, they proved that whatever Marconi had said, that a real concept had come from Nikola Tesla. So Nikola Tesla was far ahead in his thinking about vibrations, and his thinking was very much near to the spiritual theory which is given by God himself. Even though Nikola Tesla was not a very spiritual man, but he is the greatest ever man on this earth ever. And he thought of many things which very much comes near to the spiritual knowledge. So, law of vibration says everything is in the state of motion. Everything is pure energy. And we are living in the ocean of energy. Only thing is that we need to match the frequencies. If the frequency of this and this is matching, we can say that they both are same, but they are different because the frequencies don't match. It is vibrating at different frequency, different energy level. So, the law of attraction says, whatever you think, that comes to you. Whatever you throw out, the same is back with you. So, law of attraction depends on law of vibrations. How is it that when I think I am poor, poverty comes to me all the more? Why it is that I say that I am not intelligent? My memory power is very weak, I can't remember things. My memory is weak, I can't remember things. My memory is weak, I can't remember things. And the more I find that I can't remember. I am fearful. When I keep on repeating this, the same thoughts are thrown in the universe and the situations are created. So this is known as law of attraction. And in the recent year, it has gathered a lot of attention. So, but how is it that when I think something, the same thing happens? Why is it that when I think I am ill, I am not feeling well today? You can practice. You are all right, but think that I am not well. I am getting fever, body ache. So you will start having fever. You will start having body ache. That sort of self-hypnosis that works. So, how is it that this law of attraction is working? And we see this in practical life. This is the path. And there is a stone kept here. There's a lot of space. One man is going on bicycle here. Bicycle. And he can go straight. But he thinks, I should not strike the stone. I fear the stone. He is constantly thinking. He can go straight like this. But he is thinking constantly that I will not strike the stone. And he comes here and he goes and strikes the stone. How this happens? This is something what he is thinking is working. Sigmund Freud had done the maximum work on subconscious mind. Rather, he is the first person who told the world about subconscious mind. He is the one who has worked maximum on sensual and sexual tendencies of man. But in spite of understanding the subconscious mind so much, he has written in his experience, there was a lady who is standing there and he is going this way and he thinks I should not touch her. And he thinks I should not touch her. And he thinks I should not touch her. She is going. And he goes and hits her and touches her and goes away. She is here, the stone. He is here, the man on bicycle. So somehow that thing has negatively attracted him. And this is the trap. The moment you make any oath, I should not do this, I should not do this, I should not do this, I should not do this. I am a diabetic and today is some sweet prepared. My sugar is 400. And I think I will not eat it, I will not eat it, I will not eat it, I will not eat it. And I go to the dining and I see and I say I will not eat it. And I go and I decide I will not eat it and I take it and I eat it. And then I repent why I ate. How is it this? So, somehow, just as this man on bicycle is attracted towards this stone, that is why oaths fail. Pledges, oaths. People come to Madhuvan and make bombastic oaths and pledges. And the moment they go in the Laukik world, everything is destroyed. They come to Madhuban and they say, oh, we will do this yoga and that yoga. But the moment they go to the Laukik, everything is gone. Why? It is the same thing. That's why oaths, pledges, pratikya, they don't work sometimes. Why? Because of this reason. I will do this, I will do this, I will do this, and I straight away do the things which I should not do. Because deep, somebody is really, one is not understanding the real psychology behind all this. Those who have come in Gyan, all of them, at one go they left eating outside food and they never had any problem after that. The BK who doesn't have a single dharna of Gyan, he still has that one dharna of not eating from outside. How? He doesn't have to struggle. He goes through the market and there are delicacies, there are delicious food, but he doesn't even look at them. He is so firm. He doesn't have to say, no, I will not see, I will not see, I will not see. He doesn't have to make this. He never makes pledge. It means you have to understand, think very deeply. Then even you don't have to make any pledge. Do I have to make pledge that I will not walk through this wall? This is a wall, I will not go through this wall. I will not go through this. There is a door, I will go through door. No, I don't have to go through this wall. Do I make any pledge like that? I don't. Because I know it's wall. I have to understand this is wall, I will hit. In the similar manner, I know these are vices. And which is the gutter? When I understand it deeply, the dust, the filth. I don't have the desire to eat the dust, to eat the mud. And when I understand it deeply, I don't have to make any pledge. When I understand this is the way that goes outside, the door is there, I will never make effort to hit the wall. So, deeper understanding is needed of every dharana. So that dharana should become natural rather than making efforts. Now come back to the law of attraction. So law of attraction says that what you throw out, the same comes to you. How it works? It works through the law of vibrations. And what law of vibrations say? Everything in the universe is an ocean of energy. The matrix, the unified energy. Everything is vibrating. in the similar manner, if everything in the universe is vibrating, what about human mind and what about thoughts? Even thoughts are vibrating. These are the thoughts. This is a human brain and they go out. Everything is going out and is making some... is casting some effect somewhere. If there are pure thoughts, they will go out. If this is person A and this is B, and A has got very bad thoughts about B, but he has not revealed, he has not said anything, still B would get affected. How? Because of vibrations. There are people who have not even spoken with us once. We met them for the first time and we feel that they are very intensely, intimately related to us. We feel they are ours. Why? Vibrations. People go to saints and they feel them very much lovable. Why? Vibrations. Forget that. What about God? People go to Baba, even newer ones, and they feel that he is the ocean of love. So today, Avyakta Murli starts with that. The ocean of love has come to meet whom? Chatrak. Actually, the real word is Chatak, not Chatrak. Chatrak is a different word, but Baba often uses Chatrak. But the real word is Chatak. That's why rain is called Chatrak Nandan. The one, the lover of Chatak. This rain or clouds. So, Baba himself is ocean of love. He doesn't have any negative thoughts about anyone. That's why his thoughts vibrate. So today's slogan says, become intense in your efforts for the self, Swapurushartha. Become intense in that, Tivra. And through your vibrations, the Maya of others would run away. You aren't doing anything for others. You are focusing only on self-purushartha, self-efforts, and automatically Maya. Somebody is beset with Maya. Somebody has been attacked by dangerous forces of Maya. And you haven't done anything for him, but you are focused in your own purushartha. So, focusing on one's own purushartha, one's own effort, automatically leads to service. You aren't doing any service to others. You are just serving the self. Your vibrations will lead, because his thoughts and your thoughts are vibrating. So, the vibrations of my thoughts will reach him if they are stronger. And positive is always stronger than the negative. And the pure is always stronger than the impure. And the powerful is always stronger than the waste. So these will cast an effect upon this another soul. That's why creating pure and positive vibes within is very important. Creating pure and positive thoughts is very important. What types of thoughts I create, and to create any thought is in my hand. I am the master creator. So, self-efforts consists of 8 things in Brahmin life, and you all of know it. First is Amrit Vela, second is Murli, third is Brahma Bhojan or food, fourth is traffic control, fifth is Karma Yoga, sixth is evening yoga, Numasham Yoga, and seventh is Gyan Charcha or discussion, 8, total 8, and night is chart. These are the 8 things about Brahmin life. And this is checking is needed every day. How is my Amrit Vela? Is it strong? Is it powerful? Is it ordinary or wasteful? How I feel after Amrit Vela? If suppose somebody, this is the 1st of June, and somebody gets the salary, how does he feel after getting the salary? He has got the cash, 1 lakh, and he has kept in his pocket. How does he feel before going to collect the salary and after that? he feels a little confident. He feels powerful. So how should we feel? Go empty-handed, collect cash at Amrit Vela and come back. No check business. Cash. Notes. Income. So very strong Amrit Vela is needed. If Amrit Vela is suffering every day, know that your Brahmin life is suffering. If Amrit Vela is staggering, the whole day will be staggering. Second is Murli Chintan, Murli discussion, Murli churning, Murli contemplation. Third is, what about food? How do I eat my food? Am I eating in silence? Am I eating with satisfaction? Am I eating for the sake of living? Am I eating with self-control? Or my food habits are absolutely spiraling out of control? How frequent is my traffic control? Is it only for the time when the traffic control song plays? Or is it every hour? Or is it every half an hour? How often it is? There is no timing. You have to do it all the time. It's only that you should interrupt doing traffic control by your works. What about karma yoga? Do I become workaholic? Working, 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 seva, seva and seva. And forgetting the one whose seva we are doing. Seva, 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 and there is no remembrance of the one who has given the service. In today's Murli Baba said 16 points about divine love. One of the points is, sustenance of love has made you capable for Ishwariya seva. That is the fourth point in today's Murli. So karma yoga. Then is evening yoga. How regular my evening yoga is. Or sometimes 6 o'clock, sometimes 6:30, sometimes 7. Sometimes 7:30 I come and start and do, sit half an hour or 15 minutes and done. Focus is on Amrit Vela, not on evening yoga. Focus on Amrit, evening yoga should be strong. This is for Purushartha. The vibrations of this will go and affect others. And then what about Gyan Charcha? What about discussion? Every night one should sit with a small group and have some discussion about Gyan. If you don't do this, the attraction of television and social media is there to pull you at night. You know the word Nishachar? Nishachar means those who are demons, those who are rakshas, those who are devils, their power become more at night. Their power become more at night. For example, Indrajit in Ramayana and all that, Ravana, they used to wait till evening and then they would attack because their power would become more at night. So social media forces and digital attraction, they become more powerful at night. Throughout the day, you can protect yourself, but night, they will attack with double force. The speed is more, their power is more. So, and last is chart and sleep. How do you go to sleep? How do you say good night? So, these are the routine, everybody knows them. There's nothing new in these 8 points, and everybody goes through this. So, whatever you do, that will affect others. If you don't do any purushartha, even that will affect others. You are not doing anything regularly, somebody will take inspiration from you. That he is not doing, why should I do? He is senior to me, he also doesn't do, I will also not do. And he is having powerful stage, I will also have powerful stage without Amrit Vela. But he does so powerful seva, but he doesn't get up for Amrit Vela. So I can derive inspiration from him. Even this is possible. That one can become powerful. One can remain very powerful stage without doing Amrit Vela. So I can learn negative things. And there are people like that. They do very powerful seva. But they have no idea about Amrit Vela. So even that will affect. That's why my vibrations will drive out the maya of others if I am stabilized in own vibrations. Today's Murli is on divine love. So time is getting up, so we'll try to cover it in the evening. So Baba has mentioned about 16 different points of divine love. each and every point is very, very powerful. A separate class can be given on one point. So it can become 16 hours. So divine love, Ishwariya, Prem, Ishwariya, godly love, the love divine. It is not known as divine love. The poets use the word love divine. They put divine ahead of love. That's why English literature mentions the love divine, to give it more emphasis, not on love but on divinity. The love divine. They don't say divine love or God's love or love of God. They don't use such a word. They use the love divine. So, love of God. Om Shanti.